propaganda is usually associated with emotional content. It varies from what you might call the disinformation aspect, which is designed to focus more on the logic of decision making. So what you will have as a combination of these two, the emotional aspect is aimed, I believe, more at the population of the country, whereas the disinformation aspect is aimed more at decision makers within the EU or NATO. The final goal would be clearly to disrupt or destroy the relationships among NATO and members of the EU. Back in 1946, George Kennan noted that Russians do not believe in objective truth. If you fast forward ahead to about 2014 and you listen to some of their commentators like Dmitry Kislyov, Kislyov noted that objectivity is a myth being imposed upon us. So what you have within the Russian information domain, if you want to call it that, is no real truth. You just have the ability to create an alternate reality, which doesn't coincide at all with the Western understanding of information and a free press. Perhaps the best example of that was the downing of the Malaysia airliner. Immediately, we had our own understanding of what had happened. We had the intercepts. We had the images of the air defense platform leaving the area. Yet for the next 3 or 4 years, we listened incessantly to Russian alternate views of what had happened, with the last one coming the day before the Netherlands released their report. They attempted to create an alternate reality. This seems to be the focus of the propaganda effort there as they study us and they study audience behavior. Thank you.